You know, giant corporations have so much political power, but most people work for small and medium-sized businesses. Here we are in Appleton, Wisconsin. We're gonna talk to some small business owners. We're gonna check out what it is that they do, why they do it the way they do, and see if there's any lessons that we can learn for how our country could work and what kind of problems we need to solve.
What's your name?
My name is Bill Wetzel.
And Bill, who owns this coffee shop?
Bill Wetzel.
Pure Amuse.
And you make the ice cream here at Rio.
My name is Mike Olinger.
I'm Mel Olinger.
We're with Omco Car Wash Marketing.
I'm Robin Jansen with Urban Evolution.
How many folks work here right now?
14.
We have about 25 employees.
It's all just me and Mike. Our work goes back into our business.
We wanted to bring something unique to the box eaters areas.
We are trying to salvage any materials that, again, would end up in a landfill.
How is the kind of increase in gas prices and increases in everything prices affecting how you run the business?
We're starting to feel where people don't have the same level of disposable cash.
If you could wave a magic wand and change one thing about how national policy affects what happens here in Appleton, what would you do?
To have some type of universal health care.
If there is health care for everybody, then it means that small businesses don't have to worry about rising health insurance premiums every year. What goes into making a perfect churro sundae?
A lot of passion. You can't go wrong with churros and ice cream.
What do you love about Wisconsin?
The sense of community.
It's nice, it's safe.
I've been in mostly all the United States through the years, and I always come back here because people are just genuinely nice here.
So if someone's going around one of these stores, they are experiencing a little Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you recommend the ice cream?
It's so good. The churro is perfect.